It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our friend Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso, the sports director at Local 10 here in Miami. You see him, of course, on FanDuel Sports Network Sun during Heat broadcasts. And Will, when I started an afternoon drive on 560 QAM, when I was still sitting out my no compete, I went on with Will Manso on Local 10, and I was still unable to say that I was going to work for WQAM contractually, but I held up a 560 QAM t-shirt on the Sports Sunday show, and I held up a picture of Hall and Oates with Oates circled because Oates was going to be on the first show. So we had a good time with Will Manso leading up to this anniversary show, which, again, today starts year 12, and it's the 11th anniversary of Afternoon Drive on QAM. But hello, Will. Thank you for being part of it, I think, for the entire decade-plus run.
I think so, too. Happy anniversary. I remember it well, not being able to say it, but you laid out enough breadcrumbs where everybody could know exactly what was going on. So it's hard to believe that was, 11, 12 years ago.
We just, by the way, disconnected Crowder's feed right here, so we're working to get it back. So I don't want people to think that he's gone silent. We're just connecting his feed again. A conversation that we were having on the show earlier. Zion Williamson, they've shut him down for the season. And I have maintained for the longest, I think Zion could be the beneficiary of Heat magic. But I laid out to Crowder and Solana in the first segment today, who would you be more willing to take a flyer on next season? And you'd have to give up something to get him, some asset somewhere, Zion or Kevin Durant?
Man, that's a great question, because I'm a huge Durant fan, and I still think he has more to give, as you know, he's still averaging, 27 a game or whatever. But if you really think you can build around Zion, like he's a focal point that you could get him right and deal with the injury stuff and obviously the talk of his weight and whatever, for the long term, I'd rather have Zion. Because it's funny, I just watched him play like a month ago, and I text Dookie Lang, who was obviously Zion went to Duke, and Dookie's a big fan of his, and I said, dude, when Zion is right, I'm not sure there's a more exciting player to watch in the NBA. And just from watching this one game, I'm like, I'm in. I'll do it. I'll take him. So I would say long-term Zion, even as much as short-term, obviously a guy like Kevin Durant at full health will help you more than anything.
Yeah, that's kind of the conversation that we were having, because when Zion is playing, and you saw it this season with the triple doubles, like when he's playing, when he's engaged. And so the question is, can that Heat culture, that magical Heat culture and Heat DNA work for a guy like that? To be quite honest, it would have to work for a guy like Kevin Durant as well, because when he's devoid of a really good organizational system, he's shown you that he just can't do it on his own.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with Durant. I think the worry with Durant at his age is he's gotten older, and obviously he's a vocal guy, and he's got nothing left to prove. I think the leadership question is, like, he's not a guy that's going to come over and be a team leader. He's going to guy who's going to come over and just be a productive player. And that's the question. Are you looking for a veteran who's going to be a leader, or kind of the quiet player who's going to play well? And I wonder how that fits. But, look, the Heat have tried to get him for, a decade plus now. I'm sure if Kevin Durant at some point was available again and there was some way to get him, that the Heat would be interested, because it's pretty clear that they're fond of him even as he gets older, because he's still productive.
Yeah, but wait, but should you still be, though? Honestly, after what you've seen in Phoenix, I mean, should you really still be fond of him? Because how many times does he have to show you that it just doesn't seem to work with him if he's not with Steph and at that time in his prime, Clay and Draymond?
I think the talent prevails in the end. Like, you know, they're going to, wherever Kevin Durant goes next, they're going to say the mix there in Phoenix just didn't work, but it could work somewhere. Like, whoever gets Kevin Durant next, if he truly does leave Phoenix, which it appears that he's going to be headed out after this offseason, I think they're going to say, look, this is the right mix, the right setup, the right culture, the right system for him to have a productive couple final years and make a push at a title. It obviously didn't work in Phoenix. My God, it derailed big time.
Oh, there's Crowder. Crowder has reconnected there. You having internet problems? You're muted, Crowder. Yeah, you having internet problems?
I'm not muted.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, man, you know, I and Davey, Will, you know, things are a little different.
I thought you just didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah, I think that's more like what it was. What do you make of the Heat team, Will, that loses 10? And Solana gave it context with who the five wins have been against. But still, to lose 10 in a row and then win 5 in a row says something. I don't know what it says. What does it say?
I think it says that no matter what, this team's going to play hard for Spo and figure things out, that all the craziness of Spo, and, you know, Spo gets so maniacal. And during that 10-game losing streak, I think we all saw it. After every game, you were waiting for Spo to, like, throw things, slam his fist, and be angry. And he was about as positive as can be. Like, you really, if you just heard him, you couldn't tell if they had won 10 straight or lost 10 straight. Near the end, obviously, the frustration was building a little more. But overall, he kept saying there are good things. We're getting closer. Young guys developing. The leadership of Bam and Tyler now. You know, let's say he wouldn't say post-Jimmy, but the reality is post-Jimmy, having to move on, those guys being the faces and the guys you count on, it took some time. And I think, in context, they've beaten some bad teams. They beat Warriors without Steph. They've beaten some bad teams that are thinking about ping pong balls. I get it. But the fact that they've been able to bounce back and now put their head down and play hard, 5 straight wins by double figures, you know, Bam and Tyler looking like the stars and the leaders, the development of Pella, the secondary roles, the guys have accepted H, Alec Burks, things like that. And when Andrew Wiggins is healthy, hopefully soon again, his production, I think it's a nice corner they've turned, because we knew this team wasn't as bad as they looked, and now we kind of get to see what they could be over these last couple of weeks and into the play-in.
And Will, what are we, like you just said it, what are we getting closer to? Because Spo says that we're getting closer. What are we getting closer to, the play-in?
It's a great question. I mean, look, the reality is they're not closer to a championship this year without Jimmy. They're just not. I guess Andrew Wiggins at full health and playing at an elite level, maybe they could have been a good team if this would have been the case all year long, but it wasn't. You know, they had the Jimmy thing hanging over their head, a bunch of injuries, the losing streak, all the drama. Your best player didn't want to be there. Half the time wasn't even playing hard. There's a lot they had to overcome that even if they had been at full health and everything was fine, we're not sure this team was a contender for a title anyways. Like, that's one of those things you never really got to see full throttle. So to me, it's more, okay, what can we do in this play-in? Can we deal with this adversity and Bam and Tyler step up, get into the playoffs, and play a tough series against Cleveland or Boston? And those are all things that, you know, the Pellas, the Jaimes, the guys that are young and trying to develop, that you're trying to see, Khalil Ware, those are the experiences you hope that as you enter the offseason, you build off of whatever the next step is, whether it be a star or whatever they do in the offseason.
Well, are we sure that there's no postseason magic, though, up the Heat and Spo's sleeve? Because this is the time of year, and I had said it to Crowder and Solana. You win five in a row at this time, and maybe you hold your own against some tough teams coming up. We start entering, I think, that territory of, hey, no team, whether it's play-in or even round one, is going to want to play this Heat team. So are we certain that there's no postseason magic up their sleeve?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think, given the matchups potentially Cleveland or Boston, the talent discrepancy and the way those teams have played, and obviously Boston being a battle-tested championship team, it's hard to expect that a Heat team could win four games. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, accepting that reality and saying, hey, that's likely the case. It's going to be hard for them to win four. Now, could the Heat, to me, could they win a play-in or two, and whether it be for the 9-10 or the 7-8 and get in and make it a battle? I think, to your point, I don't think anybody, like, I think when you're looking at Cleveland and Boston, if they're looking at the teams that they got to play at the bottom, the last place, the last team you want to be against in the first round is an Eric Spoelstra coach team, because you know you're going to get everything they have. And as a championship-type team, you don't want to play that kind of series right away. You want to sweep a team with ease and move on. I don't think that that would be the case. But from a Heat perspective, man, it's a lot to ask. Everything they've gone through and everything that, still they're going through and trying to figure out, to expect them to go out to beat one of those teams four times. I think just making the playoffs, correcting everything that's happened, and getting a shot against those teams is a big step post-Jimmy. Again, you entered this year thinking two things. Jimmy was still going to be your star player in the big playoff Jimmy time, and that Terry Rozier was going to be the fourth piece, to help you in those big moments. And now neither is going on. So it's a lot to ask.
But, Will, I think, one of the best parts about this five-game win streak, certainly the last two games, and I know who it's against, but the fact that you have Khalil Ware and Bam, that front court duo, almost looking re-energized and revitalized. And then now you add Pelle Larsen. You have your first and second-round pick from this past NBA draft starting and contributing. Will, what – being real, what is – your Pella ceiling? Like, what can he be?
It's a great question. And I asked Amy that last night because, last year we had Jaime, the development of Jaime, right? And look at what's happened this year. He's taken a step back. Teams are figuring out how to scout him and his moves and things he does that he's going to have to overcome and take his next step as his NBA career continues. Could that theoretically happen with Pella? Of course. Teams try to figure things out. But when I see Pella, I see a guy that kind of has a role, right? Like, that kind of just looks like an NBA player, a guy who could legitimately be a tough defender, a fourth scorer, fourth, fifth scorer, a guy who would give you 14, 15 a game eventually. And again, with that defense, there's something there that to me is more than just, okay, he's a rookie having a nice season, but we're not sure if this is a guy that can develop. So I think there's something there. And when you mentioned Khalil Ware too, with the combo with Bam, that's kind of the storyline of the season that Spo went with. And all the talk in training camp, he finally pulled the trigger midseason, and now you're getting to see it. So I think those are the things. When Spo, even during the losing streak, was talking about good and there's things there, I think these are the things there that he sees for the present and future.
And well, I got to ask about the East. It was something we were talking about yesterday where I don't know if I get caught up in names too much, but like Cleveland being number one seed, like Mobley and Allen and Darius Garland. And, you know, I know they got Spider, but now I got Jason Tatum and Porzingis and Jaylen Brown. Like the East, I know who's in number one, but I don't think that's the best team in the East. Am I wrong? Am I just get caught up in names that I know?
No, you're not wrong. I think Cleveland's had an incredible season. They just passed 60 wins. I mean, it's insane the year they're having. And they have, I think to an extent, they have had a chip on their shoulder this regular season to really pursue it as, hey, we want to be the one seed. We want to show people we can be the one seed, win 60-plus games, give Boston all they got. But until they do it in a playoff series, which it'll likely come down to at some point, you got to think Boston. I mean, Boston is stacked. Boston's a champ. You know, they've got the experience, barring any injuries or anything. And you look, too, like, you look around the league. I was looking at the standings. Like, you know, the Knicks could play the Bucks in the first round, and with Jalen Brunson questions, and Giannis doesn't look right, and the 4-5 with Indy and Detroit, you don't know what's there. The East is so – it's just kind of a mess right now with teams where it just seems like everything is set up for Cleveland to get that shot against Boston and see if they're really ready. But I kind of agree with you, Channing. Until they prove it, I still think Boston's the best team in the East, maybe the best team in the NBA.
Or it's set up for the Heat to work that postseason magic that we've all seen.
Anywho. A little magic.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.